Fight McFeely Outdoors. Coming up later in the program, Jeff Katzer, Devil's Lake, Corey Askin of the Lake Place. We'll talk some late fall fishing with Corey Askin. And as we've talked about with Doug, the waterfowl season is going great guns around Devil's Lake right now. And Jeff's been very busy guiding Canada geese and local ducks and mallards. And he's had quite a fall already. And we could talk some fall fishing with Jeff too, although I think the last week or so on Devil's Lake might be a little tough to get out there and do some fishing because the wind's been blowing 35, 40 miles an hour every day. One quick plug for my blog, by the way. If you haven't seen aerial photographs of Devil's Lake, Vern Witten is a photographer from Fargo, specializes in aerial photography. And I reached out to Vern last week and said, you know, Vern, I've seen your website and I'm a big fan of Devil's Lake, but I need to tell the other side of the story once in a while too. Aside from all the hooray for all the fish and birds, there's a human story to be told here too, and that's that there are dozens of farms and thousands of acres of private farmland underwater right now. So could I put some of your photos up on my blog? And Vern said, absolutely, here, I'll send you some, you know, link to my website, Mike. But if you go to kfgo.com, go to So Many Opinions, So Little Time, that's my blog. I've posted a handful of photos of the flooding at Devil's Lake from Vern Witten Photography, and it's remarkable. If you haven't seen it from the air, it's one thing to see it from a boat and go, wow, this is great, there's lots of fishing. It's a different thing to see it from the air and go, whoa, the water never stops. You can see water from the foreground to the horizon, and that's a distance of 50 miles up there, and it's nothing but water, and you see a silo sticking out of the water, and you see a farmhouse, and you see flooded roads, and you go, oh, okay, it's people's lives that are underwater in the Devil's Lake Basin right now. So that's at kfgo.com.
My benchmark is like the bridge by Spirit Lake, right north of Spirit Lake, is what I've used for years when I stop and look. And you're exactly right. To see it from land is really pretty tough to get a handle on. But I looked at those pictures earlier this week as well, Mike, and I was like, man. And even some, I think you had some that were just from like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to 2013.
Yep.
And anybody that thinks like the Devil's Lake outlet has, you know, really, the reality, it seems to be still growing.
Vern included a photo of a specific farmstead with a road from 2012. And then he was up last month, just like 2 weeks ago at Devil's Lake. And if you look at the hydrograph, the water is higher today than it was a year ago today. They lost about 3 feet off Devil's Lake by this time last year. The water rose back up to within about 6 inches of its record height this spring, and it's only dropped about a foot or a foot and a half so far this year. So the water is higher today than it was a year ago. I think that's the point Vern was trying to make, and he made it.
And I know you've talked about, and it's been well documented from Jeff and a lot of the other guys, is obviously the physical and the human impacts of this water. And we've seen from the, you know, the aquatic habitat side of it, it's been unbelievable. It's been spectacular for the fishery. And that's not going to make up for the impacts that it's had on people's lives. But undeniably, it's really a snapshot of basically aquatic CRP. When you talk about fish populations, you're talking about habitat. And it's a combination of things, just like it is for pheasants. It's not just simply having food. You got to have the escape cover. These fish need escape cover. They need places to hide so that they can grow bigger. The more water they have, the more escape cover that they have. And it's really, again, we've talked about it, you've talked about it, but the perch, the walleye, the pike, the white bass, trying to think of, has there been anything bad? Has there been anything?
Oh, in terms of fishing, no.
I know.
I talked to Jeff last week. He said the crappies, people are coming in with stringers of crappies.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he goes, it's unreal what's going on. And one more quick point about Devil's Lake, but I think really what's happened is that the water expanded. There was a number of, and I'm no biologist and you're not a fisheries biologist, but the water expanded to such a huge area and the fish were, you know, had a population to the old water body.
Sure. Yep.
And now, 20 years later, 15 years later, the biomass of the lake has had a chance to catch up to the volume of the water and the feed and the habitat in the lake. And the numbers, I got them from your guys up at Devil's Lake, the Game and Fish. And the perch numbers over 12 inches out of this world. The walleye numbers out of this world. The pike, everything's out of this world in Devil's Lake right now.
Go fish.
Yep, go fish.
Bottom line. Summer, winter, fall, There's not. Is there a bad time? No, not a bad time.
Never a bad time to fish. Okay, fish. Very quickly, 2 minutes. Next weekend, regular pheasant season opener, North Dakota. The story, I think, is that habitat going, CRP going, bird numbers never going to be as horrible as they are in Minnesota, in North Dakota, but not at all what it was like 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
And here's the real frustrating part for Red River Valley hunters is over the course of the window from like 2002 to 2007, 2008, you really had good, strong pheasant populations in your Richland, Ransom, Sargent, Dickey, Lemoore counties. And what we've seen happen, and it's not a secret, this is not breaking news, but over the last 4 years, you've seen not just the habitat that's really been lost, the CRP acres cut literally in half across North Dakota. Combine that with the winters, what we had. The sad news is, honestly, I used to be able to go out and shoot a limit of pheasants in Cass County. In Cass County, and I wasn't the only one. It wasn't like it was some secret spot. And I'm not saying you can't anymore, but if you're going to find pheasants in Cass County, you've basically shrunk the potential area that you're going to find them in, and you've increased the pressure that's going to be found in those areas. So pheasant hunters looking ahead to next weekend are going to be targeting further away, or they're going to temper their expectations. That's basically what you have to do. Is if you're going to head down to Colfax and think that you're going to shoot a limit of pheasants by 10 o'clock in the morning, you might be severely disappointed. So they're going to be traveling further. They're going to adjust their expectations. The bottom line is, I don't think that it's going to keep people from going pheasant hunting, but it might reduce the number of trips that they make. It might reduce the instead of hunting all day to shoot one bird, you might just go down and hunt, go for a walk a couple of times.
And I think guys used to take off work, hey, I'm going to get out of here at 4 o'clock.
Right.
Boom, run down to Richland County.
Yep.
Bring their dog along, shoot a couple birds, bang a couple birds before sunset. And that became a habit. I know a lot of guys around town that said, I'm getting out of here at 4:30
right.
today. And they went down. There's still time to shoot a couple birds. I think those days might be a little bit gone now.
Yeah. Again, the message isn't don't go buy a license, don't go hunting. The message is understand that if for some reason that you took off or you just moved here, whatever it might be, if you haven't hunted for a couple years, the pheasant population on the fringe areas has definitely shrunk quite a bit. But again, we're looking that this season is probably going to pan out like it was back in the late 1999, 2001, 2002, which is still not terrible, just not as good as what people had been
hoping
for.
The bar was set so high while ago that it's tough to match that. Dougler, I know you have to run. Thank you, my friend Dougler, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Wynn and friends in the morning here on KFGO. I need to take a break. When we return, we'll talk outdoors. Let's talk some outdoors, fishing, hunting, all that right here, Mighty 790.
And she thinks we're just fishing.